Hi, everybody, and welcome back to day 11 of 40 Days in the Word devotionals. And today we're going to look at Deuteronomy chapter 10. So get your Bible and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10. We're going to be in verse 12 and 13. I've asked my dear, dear friend, Nikki Gumbel, who's pastor at Holy Trinity Brompton Church in London, to lead us in our Bible study today. You know, Trinity is the home church where Nikki and others developed the Alpha Course, which has been literally all around the world. And Nikki's written the book, Questions of Life, which is a million seller. I want you to listen to Nikki Gumbel as he leads us today in our devotional on Deuteronomy chapter 10.
I wasn't brought up as a Christian. My father was Jewish by race, but an agnostic by religion. My mother was not a churchgoer, so I didn't have a Christian background. When I was in my first year at university, some friends of mine, Nikki and Silla Lee, who now, well, have been my closest friends for many, many years, they came home one night and told me that they had become Christians. And I was horrified because they were such lovely people and I thought something terrible had happened to them. But I really knew very little about Christianity, and I thought I ought to investigate. And I was going to read very widely around the subject. But the only thing I happened to have to hand was an old Bible that I'd had at school for RE lessons. And so that night, 11 o'clock at night, I started reading it. And I read all the way through Matthew's Gospel, Mark, Luke, halfway through John's Gospel. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I fell asleep. Following morning, I started reading again. And I read all that day, all the next day, all the following day. I was a student, so I didn't have any work to do. And by the time I'd finished reading the New Testament, I come to the conclusion, it's true. And I didn't want to become a Christian. I thought that would be the most terrible thing. But at the same time, I realized what I wanted to do was put it off to my deathbed. But I realized that wasn't an honest thing to do. So very reluctantly, I said yes to Jesus Christ. And at that moment, my life totally changed. And I found what kind of unconsciously I'd been looking for all my life. And at the same time, I developed this love for this book, which had spoken to me in such a powerful way that it changed my life. And since that day, virtually every day of my life, I have read the Bible. And I've discovered these verses, which I've been asked to talk about a little bit today, are absolutely true. The verses are in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 12 and 13, where it says this: "And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good." Before I was a Christian, I always thought that the Bible, living by the Bible, would be something that would kind of spoil our fun, that would take away our freedom. And that the Bible was a kind of rule book that actually destroyed freedom. But what I discovered was it's the very opposite. It says here that these are given for our own good. It's like the Bible is a manual for life. It's something that God has given us out of love for us, in order that we should enjoy life to the full. Let me use an analogy. Some years ago, when one of my sons was about 8 years old, I went to watch him play football. And this is soccer. To the Americans, this would be soccer as opposed to American football. 22 small boys, aged about 8 years old each. They were playing a football match, and it was in the afternoon, and mainly mothers turned up, but I think I was the only father who turned up. And the referee didn't turn up. So I was press ganged into being the referee. The problem was I didn't really know the rules of football at all. I'm not really a football player. And the boys didn't really have shirts to differentiate which side they were on. And they were on this particular place, there were no markings for the goals or the lines. And I didn't have a whistle or anything, but I kind of, the game started. And chaos ensued because fouls started to happen. But I didn't really know what a foul was. And so one of the little boys would shout out, "That's a foul, sir." And another one would say, "No, it's not." And I'd just say, "Play on." And eventually this game literally descended into chaos. It's not an exaggeration to say eventually there were about four little boys lying injured around the ground. And at that moment, my friend Andy Busk, who was meant to be refereeing, turned up. The moment he arrived, he knew all the boys, he told them which side to be on, he gave them put out where the markings were, he had a whistle, and he refereed the game. There was complete order. Now, the boys had a great game. Do you think they were more free before he arrived or after he'd come, when there was someone in charge and there were some rules and some guidelines? I'd say they were much more free afterwards. They were free to enjoy the game within the guidelines. And the same is true with God's word. These guidelines, this manual for life, is given for our own benefit, so that we can enjoy life to the full. God loves us. He didn't say, "Don't kill," because it's such fun killing people. He didn't say, "Don't steal," because he wants to ruin our fun. He didn't say, "Don't commit adultery," because, well, why did he say it? He said it because he didn't want people to get hurt, because he loves us. These are for our own good. And supremely, it's for our own good in this way. This book is not just a manual for life, it's also a love letter from God. It's all about Jesus. And through this book, I discovered a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I discovered that each day as I read this book, he wants to speak to me. And this is the main way we grow in this love relationship with Jesus Christ. And this is the very purpose for which you and I were made.